Thank you, Esther. To continue what we're doing at MSU with the group that we have here, what I just wanted to do today is give you a couple of examples of how we're helping to enable folks to have greater accessibility and actually success, you know, and enjoying, you know, the fruits of the garden when we talk about, you know, the issues of food insecurity. One of the things that, you know, contributes to the food insecurity is aging. As the, you know, folks get older, I'm falling into some of this where some of the gardening is just not as much fun as it used to be. And, you know, just not being able physically to get out on your hands and knees in the garden and grow plants. And then there's also from the physical standpoint, if you need adaptability, accessibility issues, if you're in a wheelchair, that really contributes to not being able to garden effectively. And how do you go ahead and help those people garden? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about a couple of systems, give some examples. One's going to be salad tables. Christian just highlighted salad tables that they're using in the community gardens that he's working with. And I'm also going to talk about sub-irrigated containers. Some of you may say, surprise, surprise, I talk about sub-irrigated containers every chance I get because they're brilliant and they can help people be successful. That's why I do it so much. So I'm going to start off and talk about our friend John Monroe. He's in Purvis, Mississippi. John has a very extensive garden, and the goal of his garden is to help the aging population in that part of Mississippi enjoy fresh grown vegetables. I'll tell you right off the top, and you'll see some pictures, John donates 95% of what he grows to the elderly in his community. And this is all being done through his garden. And Christine knows him well, and Scott does, and Christian does. He is a wonderful individual. Well, this is what his garden looked like 8 years ago. And now, if you talk about over-engineering, that's John's middle name, okay? But he had this extensive garden, and you notice everything is in raised beds. I mean, now we're not just talking, you know, raised beds. We're talking raised beds. And the idea was to have sitting areas on these raised beds so the elderly could come in. They wanted a garden. Man, there's the garden right there. They can sit. And he would use children's garden tools. You know, small heads on long handles to make it easy for these folks to be able to garden. Now, then he got, you know, kind of got in cahoots with us, okay? And then several years later, this is what kind of the same view, but he is going to all sub-irrigated containers, primarily because it's a lot easier than gardening this way. But it's still, everything is on benches. You can kind of see how extensive it is, and he does a wonderful job with this. But this is the take-home point right there. Older folks come out, they leave with smiles, and they leave with veggies too. But they had the chance to actually get out there and garden and harvest. And he doesn't do it where they, you know, folks have to come. You have to come every week, you know, for 10 weeks to, you know, enjoy. You know, he grows, he does all the work, brings folks out, lets them harvest as much as they want. He has a group of ladies that does all the canning for him. And they can probably 80% of what he grows to distribute for folks to have those fresh veggies. He has been highlighted many times with MSU Extension. We bring him out because he's a shining star in this area of food insecurity. And he's in his corn patch. And I got to tell you about the corn. You can see. Let's see here. You can see all the boxes, these earth boxes with corn. He has 40 earth boxes. I have to do the math. It's high math when we start doing this. But he has 40 of these boxes. He starts off in the spring, 10 corn plants per box. Okay? His first harvest this year was 400 ears of sweet corn in an area, and that area is 20 by 40, maybe tops. Think about the density that's going on there. He harvests those, that first round. He has to take a drill out because the root systems are so tight in these boxes. Drills a hole in between where the plants he cut out, drops another seed in there, and does a second round. And he harvested almost 300 ears of corn the second time. So 700 ears of corn that was all donated. So it's absolutely a wonderful thing. Tomatoes this year, he doesn't have as many tomato boxes, but this spring he harvested over 500 pounds of tomatoes off of his tomatoes. And it was just a wonderful thing. Now I'm going to switch gears here and switch over to the salad tables. Now the salad tables are, I'm going to call a brainchild of Paul Cavanaugh with the Pine Belt Master Gardeners out of the Hattiesburg area. And I mean, there's several groups around the country doing salad tables. This group won an international Master Gardener Award for their work with this. And the Master Gardeners do this as a service project. A salad table basically is raising that garden up so somebody in a wheelchair can roll under it like a desk and have the ability to work a garden at that level. Since 2013, they've built over 800 of these salad tables. And about a third of them are donated. Now I'm going to ask Scott, because I don't know this. What's the cost when they're selling one of these if somebody wants to buy one?
A six-foot table is right around $100.
Okay. And then all the money that's generated goes back into the project to build more tables to give away. They have been very generous with us, and we all have donated tables from them. I mean, not us personally. Okay, not. But they have a workshop that's all set up and all kinds of jigs and things to build everything. So it's like an assembly line. And Paul calls this one Betty Grable because it makes great legs. Sorry. But besides salad tables for folks, you know, that have accessibility issues, they're great for teaching for the school system. That this is the grand opening dedication of the school garden at North Bay Elementary School, which is right across the street from our R&E Center in Biloxi. And each classroom has their own table. They've run irrigation to all the tables. And each class has the ability to grow what they want to grow in order to learn about plants and learn about fresh vegetables and such. And what's really neat, with the smaller kids, a standard salad table is a little too tall. So there's a bunch of them that are like half height. So the smaller kids can get in there and actually get their hands dirty and garden when they want to do that. And they go, these are some of the things that they were growing, kohlrabi and a bok choy and some lettuce. But, you know, here's the ability. We have children that don't know, you know, they don't know about growing veggies. You can grow a quick crop. They can sow the seeds. They can take care of the plants, and then they can eat their project. You know, and that really brings that home. And maybe they convince their parents to do some vegetable gardening at the same time. And then finally, at the VA in Biloxi, are using the salad tables also for accessibility issues. They started off, and that shot on the left there is one of these big tables that the Seabees built. You know, and the Seabees talk about over-engineering. They've over-engineered some of these growing tables. It's huge. It's heavy. It's on wheels, but you can't move it anywhere. So they went ahead and Paul and the group donated salad tables to them. And the story that we like to use, is when they built the first one, they all come in parts and pieces and they assemble them on site, that there was an older gentleman in a wheelchair. They built the table. As soon as they backed away from building the table and setting it up, he rolled in. He had his trowel. He had his seed packs. He was ready to roll right then and there. And he planted that as soon as that table was built. So, I mean, is there impact with these? Absolutely. You know, and people do appreciate that. And with that, I guess I'm done. And so if anybody's got any questions, I'll try to answer. You know, and of course the group is all here, and you guys can chime in too if I need help. Yes, ma'am.
So Gary, were all those containers or boxes in that one garden?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, the question was, were all the containers in John Monroe's garden earth boxes? Yes. They were new generation and original generation. But all earth box commercial brand. Yes, ma'am. The question is, okay, who takes care of the North Bay Elementary School? Who herds the cats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful individual, John Collins is the brain behind all this. And he has, you know, right now everybody on board to, you know, this was just their first spring right towards the end of the year. So we'll see what happens when they start going. Again this fall, but they have us as a resource right across the street. You know, and if you've dealt with school gardens before, you know the interest ebbs and flows. So, but they have set this one up right. So, yes, ma'am.
Growing media.
Okay, the question is growing media in both the earth boxes and the salad tables, professional growing mix. Because you think about it, you're just talking about big containers. We want to be able to have something that drains well but holds enough moisture and that the plant, you know, that we can grow plants in. Am I done?
You got time for one more?
Oh, got time for one more if anybody's got one that's burning. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Esther.